The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, America, and I don't know why, but I'm in a good mood today. I feel like I'm Hunter Biden staring down a big bowl of Parmesan cheese. I'm pretty happy today. Welcome to the show. You know why? I got a good night's rest, feeling good. I haven't felt good in a long time, so feeling a little bit better. And thanks for all the cards and the thoughts and whatnot as I've been going through some of these hiccups. As I try to get a little bit more healthy. So anyway, I just feel good. I hope you do too. And we've got a lot of stuff going on around the country, and I'm feeling pretty good about some of that as well. Now, over the past week or so, we've been watching something rather remarkable happen in America. We are finally starting to see moms and dads, good-hearted American patriotic taxpayers, taking a stand. And I think this is very, very encouraging, because this is going to be a long slog as we try to take back our country. And I will tell you this, I have been somewhat surprised by the numbers of people out there who are willing to surrender their constitutional rights so they can feel safer. There's a church in Atlanta, the Greater Piney Baptist Church, they have now announced that if you want to go to church on Sunday, you have to present your vaccination papers if you want to go to church on Sunday. Now, we're going to see more of that happening. It's just a reality. Sadly, many churches across the country have gone woke. But by and large, I think we the people are beginning to say enough is enough. We are not going to be doing this anymore. And sometimes there is a price to pay. You know, a lot of people ask me, and we get this call quite a bit. And Grace Baker is in the middle of enjoying a delicious Chick-fil-A sandwich and waffle fries. So I don't want you to turn your microphone on right now. But I know that you get a lot of calls from people saying, Todd, what can we do? What can we do? Well, one of the things we can do is take a stand. And we saw this happen in Loudoun County, Virginia, last night, where you had a school teacher stand up and say, you know what, that's it. I'm not going to be able to do this anymore. They're now ordering the school teachers to do all sorts of things that fly in the face of everything that's happening, that flies in the face of their beliefs. And some teachers are saying, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore. That teacher took a stand. She resigned. It cost her her job, but she took a stand. She knew that she could not, in good faith, violate her religious beliefs, that she could not violate her deeply held belief system. We've seen parents rise up in Kentucky and other parts of Virginia. We've seen them rise up in Tennessee, and they're saying, we're not going to allow you to put face masks on our kids. We're not going to allow you to take over the health and well-being of our children. We're not going to let you do that. Now, in some cases, and sadly, in Williamson County, Tennessee, the school board said a great big F you to parents and said, no, we know what's best for you. We know what's best for your kids. But I want to go back, and I want you to listen to this audio from yesterday. A Loudoun County school teacher This is in Virginia. We had our very own student worker there, Charlotte Hazard, at Liberty University. She was there. She saw all of this firsthand. And this had nothing to do with the face burkas. This had everything to do with CRT, critical race theory. This had everything to do with the LGBT movement. And the teachers were ordered to refer to students by their preferred pronouns. And some of the teachers said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. They were also telling the teachers that little boys and little girls should be able to use the bathroom of their choice. They should be able to use the shower stalls of their choice. They should be able to use the and play on the athletic teams of their choice. And this school teacher got up in front of the school board, and they refused. Charlotte sent me an email. They had severe thunderstorms in that part of Virginia. Folks, you're not going to believe this. They actually shut down the school board room, and all of the parents were not allowed into the building. No, I'm serious about this. The parents were forced to stand outside in a driving rainstorm. You had hundreds of parents, and they were not allowed in the building. It was just this school teacher by herself in front of this crowd of radical educators. And I want you to hear what she said. Cut number four, please.
My name is Laura Morris. I have been a teacher in Loudoun County Public Schools for 5 years and a teacher for 10. In that time, I have learned so much, being on the cutting edge of educational technology and working with a diverse population of students that I have loved. This year, I have the privilege to follow my amazing fourth graders up to fifth, and I have been excited about this all summer. On the other hand, this summer, I have struggled with the idea of returning to school, knowing that I'll be working yet again with a school division that, despite its shiny tech and flashy salary, promotes political ideologies that do not square with who I am as a believer in Christ. After reading about your lack of consideration for the growing population of concerned citizens in this division, clearly evidenced by this empty room tonight where you shut the doors to the public, as well as the emails sent by the superintendent last year reminding me that a dissenting opinion is not allowed even to be spoken in my personal life, going so far as to send a form to my colleagues and I encouraging us to fill it out if we hear one another speaking against the controversial policies being promoted by this school board and adopted in this county. Not only that, but within the last year, I was told in one of my so-called equity trainings that white, Christian, able-bodied females currently have the power in our schools, and that, quote, this has to change. Clearly, you've made your point. You no longer value me or many other teachers you've employed in this county. So since my contract outlines the power that you have over my employment in Loudoun County Public Schools, I thought it necessary to resign in front of you. School board, I quit. I quit your policies, I quit your trainings, and I quit being a cog in a machine that tells me to push highly politicized agendas on our most vulnerable constituents, the children. I will find employment elsewhere. I encourage all parents and staff in this county to flood the private schools.
It's heartbreaking, heartbreaking. And you can hear the pain and the emotion in her voice. This is the kind of teacher you want teaching your children. But the school district, they don't want that. They want mindless zombies who are filling their mushy little brains, the brains of the little urchins. They want to fill the brains, the mushy brains, with this liberal anti-American ideology. That's what they're doing. So my recommendation, first of all, you need to stand up. You need to start showing up at school board meetings. And we're not talking about 5 or 10 people. We need 500 people. We need 1,000 people every single school board meeting. You need to be loud. You need to be lawful, but you need to be loud. And these school board members need to understand there is a price to pay when they try to indoctrinate our kids and when they try to shove propaganda down the throats of American boys and girls. That's what we have to do. And it's certainly happening here and there, but it needs to be happening everywhere. We have been saying from day one, wrote a book about this in 2019, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. And that book, there's an entire chapter in the book on how our public schools have literally been turned against us. They are the engine driving the radical change in our country right now. And unless we get a handle on this, we will not be able to save the country, which now, again, I am a hopeful person. And you saw what happened in Williamson County. And yes, the school board voted the other way, but I can guarantee you this, recall petitions will be launched. And people will be energized to get out there and vote and participate in school board elections. We've got to be doing this everywhere in America. And if we do not, we will lose the country. So I'm curious to know what's happening in your community, your neighborhoods. What are you seeing? Are you a part of the effort to rise up? Are you willing to take a stand like the school teacher? And I want to tell you, sometimes there is a price to pay for taking a stand. But you know what? It's always worth it. What was it Dietrich Bonhoeffer said? Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. Not to speak is to speak, not to act is to act. And I want you to listen again. This was good-hearted, American, patriotic people in Williamson County. They were not silent. That is our telephone number today, ladies and gentlemen. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, the live show blog, up and running over at toddstearns.com. We've got a lot going on. By the way, kwamradio.com, that's where you can download the app so you can listen to this radio show wherever you are in America. And we're going to post a link to that in the live show blog as well. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Parents, have you been as frustrated as I have with the messages our kids are being taught today in schools and the media? Cancel culture, wokeism, victimhood, socialism, lots of bad ideas are bombarding our kids. And if you're like me, you've struggled to figure out how to teach your kids about good ideas like free markets, personal freedom, entrepreneurship. That's why I'm so glad I've come across the Tuttle Twins books. These children's books help parents teach their kids conservative ideas. What's amazing is they've sold over 2.5 million books. So clearly, they work. Kids love them. And parents love that their kids are learning the ideas of freedom. I talked the Tuttle Twins team into doing a special deal for my listeners. All you need to do is go to TuttleTwins.com and use the coupon code STARNS. They're going to give you 40% off the kids' books and also include all their activity workbooks for free. That's a huge deal. So if you've got kids and you want to make sure they're not brainwashed with bad ideas, then do your family a favor and get the Tuttle Twins books. Again, TuttleTwins.com and use the coupon code STARNS for 40% off. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And, I wanted to step in, and it's a moment of personal privilege for the show. And by the way, I guess, Grace, I guess you inspired Avery because he ran out of the studio to head over to Chick-fil-A, but apparently he's back with us now. So.
Oh, man. Well, I want to know what kind of Chick-fil-A he got.
Well, at Liberty University, by the way, they have a Chick-fil-A on campus. So,
and I bet it's particularly good.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, that's good to know, Avery. We're glad you're back with us doing your job. Thank you.
I door dashed before we started the show, so I just had to step out and grab it.
All right. Well, good. We have a moment of personal privilege here on the Todd Stearns radio program. If you've read the radio trades this morning, you already know this news. But we have decided to promote the great Grace Baker, who is now officially the executive producer of the Todd Stearns radio program.
I know. I'm excited about this opportunity. And you get to work even more with me. So that means I'm going to have to keep you reined in.
You're going to have to get a whip. That's, just crack that whip
I can get my call screener voice on, even though I'm an executive producer now.
That's it. So, I mean, so you will still be handling all the calls.
Of course.
So, but now do people need to refer to you like, you know, Your Majesty or Miss, you know, Miss Grace?
Just
or
call me Grace, you know, or call Dog screener. Mom.
Dog Mom. Well, you know, I saw the photos in the trades, and there you are with Merlot.
Of course.
Who is the official mascot of the program.
Exactly. She's got to be there.
Well, Grace, look, we're excited. You've done a great job, hired right out of college, and you started working at KWAM,
yep.
Our flagship station in Memphis, and call screening and now running the show. So you're kind of like our Linda. So Sean Hannity has, of course, Linda, and so you're our southern version of Linda.
Oh, my goodness. I got some big shoes to fill then.
No, you're going to do great. You're going to do great. So we're real proud of you, Grace.
Thank you.
And congratulations. It is a well-earned position.
Well, thanks.
All right. And
me blush.
Does Avery need to, like, because you're technically in charge of Avery now.
Ooh, I'm Avery's boss.
Oh, no.
Okay. No, Avery, don't worry.
No more Chick-fil-A breaks for you, pal.
Oh, my gosh. Don't worry. I'll try not to tease you more than I already do on the show, but I can't make any promises.
That may be an
HR
violation.
I'll hold you to it, but yeah, I don't think it's going to. Yeah, probably.
I might ask you to bring me Chick-fil-A sometimes when you're in town.
There you go.
Yeah, I could do that.
That would be good.
Pick up her dry cleaning.
Yeah, no. You cup know. Of coffee. Whatever.
Walk the dog.
Oh, yeah, walk the dog.
That'd be fine with me. I love it.
Good stuff. All right. You know what? Let's go to the phones. It has been a long time since we've heard from our good friend, Joe from LJ, and with good reason, but I'm going to let Joe tell us all about that. Joe, good to have you back with us.
Todd, it's good to be on the air. I'm recovering from COVID, but first I just want to say I've called a lot of talk shows. There's never been a finer and more efficient screener than Grace Baker, so whatever you want to do for her, she is fantastic. But I got COVID about 2 weeks ago, and that's why I haven't called, but I'm just about well. I'm still got a little hoarse voice, but Todd, your show is one of the biggest reasons I'm optimistic about the future of America. You're a positive person. You believe in America. You believe in God. And I tell you what, there are a lot of people like Todd Starnes that live in LJ, Georgia, and we support Trump and we support conservatives. But I just think your show is great. But I'm thrilled that you made Grace the executive producer because, like I say, for the last 20 years, I've called a lot of talk shows. And some of the screeners aren't very friendly. I mean, they're just not. And they cut you off. But Grace Baker, I'd say she's the best. She's the best in the business. So you've got the very best. I don't know. Well, I call Linda Hannity a lot, and I've talked to Linda, and she's good, too. But I tell you, Grace Baker is the top of the line.
She talks like fantastic. Us, Joe. Isn't that great? She talks like us.
Joe, that makes my day.
Yeah. She's always friendly. She's always gracious, never seen her in a bad mood. But anyway, I'm doing great. I'm fired up. We're fired up in LJ. We love Trump. We love God. We love America. And I think the best days of America are ahead. And, Todd, you're going to make those best days come true. You and Grace working together. Go, America, go.
Well, Joe, you sound a lot better, and I want you to, you know, keep giving us a call. We always enjoy it when you call the program, and I'm glad to know you're doing well, and you hang in there, and look, you do what the doctors say, and you're going to be fine.
Todd, you're great. Have a great weekend, and go, Todd, go.
All right. God, there you go. Joe from LJ. I was wondering where Joe was. I hadn't heard from him in a while, and you could tell his voice is not back to full strength yet, but good for him. Look, I want to talk about the China virus for just a moment. There's a lot of, I mean, we are on the verge of a national panic right now. I don't know, Grace, Avery, I don't know if you've seen the news, but it's almost as if people are in sheer panic. Folks are just dropping dead all over the place. And what we've got to do is be very, very careful about this because there's what they're not talking about are the people who are dying. What they're talking about, this is very important for folks to understand, and we'll talk more about this coming up after the bottom of the hour break here. But one of the things you need to understand, when they're talking about thousands of people and the hospitals are being overrun and being flooded, first of all, do not necessarily take that at face value. You need to call those hospitals. I mean, if you're a journalist, you need to call the hospital and find out for yourself. And that may be the case where a lot of the hospitals are filled up. But I saw this firsthand in New York City, that the reports coming out about hospitals overflowing turned out not necessarily to be accurate. I do not want to put any doubt or cast any doubt on what these doctors and nurses are saying, but we do know that doctors and nurses over the course of this pandemic have not been very truthful. And I'm going to get to a story out of Mississippi. I think there's more to this. But here's the thing. It's not how many people are getting the China virus. It's how many people are getting over the China virus. And we know that almost 99% of those who do survive. All right, 844-747-8868. If you want to call and congratulate Grace, you can do that. Or if you want to talk to me, well, we'll talk to you. We'll be right back, folks.
I've noticed that when I go to the shopping mall and buy one of the towels, they just don't seem to work very well. They feel too soft and too lotion-y. They just don't absorb the water. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow has found a solution, and you've got to get yourself one of his brand new towels. These things are incredible, and best of all, they're made right here in the U.S., and all of his towels come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You're going to be able to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths, all made with USA cotton. They are soft yet absorbent, and you're normally going to pay over $100, but thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell, $39.99. That's it. It's a great deal. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506 for some incredible radio specials. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Saw a story out of Mississippi. Or if you are from Mississippi, you probably call it Mississippi or Missip. No, you don't say Missip. That's what a Hollywood actor who is from the North portraying someone from the South would say. Why I say I live in Missip. That's just... Have you ever noticed the Yankee actors can never say y'all correctly? That's the big giveaway.
Yeah, you know right away they're not from around these parts.
Y'all, what does that mean?
No, well, if you just the way they say y'all, if they don't say it like y'all and they say it like y'all, you know, it's like they're trying to. It's one word, y'all.
Mm-hmm, exactly, y'all.
Y'all.
Anyway, Mississippi. This is down on the coast. Singing River Health System, Ocean Springs. Now, a nurse down there is becoming the latest celebrity health official, and her name is Jen Sartin, S-A-R-T-I-N, Sartin. She is an ICU nurse, and she says she can no longer do it. She no longer has the strength to keep working because too many people are dying, predominantly among people who are unvaccinated. And she's been doing all these interviews talking about how it's heartbreaking, it's overwhelming, it's not going to get better. As a matter of fact, the health officials in Mississippi say that the entire hospital system is on the verge of a total collapse. Now, look, I have not been to every single hospital in Mississippi, so I do not know. But what I can tell you is this. I have done some research since watching this heart-wrenching interview with the ICU nurse who says that the bodies are just filling up. There's no local news coverage of this. And it seems to me that if you live in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and Grace, Google something for me. I'm just curious about the population of Ocean Springs, Mississippi. It just seems to me if you're having many, many people, dozens of people, dropping dead of the China virus in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, that would generate at least some local news coverage, would it not?
Yeah, I mean, in 2019, the population was just under 18,000.
All right, just under 18,000. So if you've got that many people dropping dead of the China virus, as this nurse is alleging, And this is what she is telling us. Have you noticed they're not giving us any data, right? It's just this is what's happening. And you have to take that at face value. So I'm curious about something. I'm curious to know, in your local communities, what are the hospitals look like? When you drive by your hospital, do you see lines of people? Do you see triage tents set up on the front lawn? I mean, they're having us believe that this is worse than the original outbreak of the pandemic. So I'd like to know, and again, I threw this out there at almost a year and a half ago, and I just encourage people, don't believe what you see on the TV. Investigate for yourself. And you might be very surprised at what you see. Now, it very well may be true that all of the ICU beds are filled up. And now the question is, okay, are all of those people China virus patients? Do we know that for a fact? Do we know that, by the way, those people are having to be ventilated. Are they coming off the vents? Are they recovering? Because, again, we do know that 98% of the people who get the China virus recover from it. But they're not talking about that. They're talking and they're very shady. They're very shrewd, the mainstream media. They know how to play the word game. What they're not telling you are the numbers of people who are actually dying. And I suspect the reason why is because they are very, very low. And that would go against the narrative. Just think about this. Just think about this for a moment. If they went out there and did the same thing with the flu, and you have tens of thousands of people who die every year from the flu, except for over the past 2 years, and now nobody in America dies of the flu. Nobody gets the flu anymore. Nobody gets pneumonia in America anymore. Isn't that interesting? That since China virus happened, many major illnesses have just been, they've just disappeared. Now, the only illness people are getting is the China virus. But let's just say, for example, that we were talking about the flu. Could you imagine what would happen, what the country would be like if we literally had people every night on the national news talking about the number of people coming down with the flu? Okay, yeah, that's a big deal. But how many people are actually dying from seriously. But they don't want to have that conversation because that goes against their narrative. That's what this is ultimately all about, controlling the narrative. By the way, Tyson Chicken now forcing what employees to get the China virus vaccine. Grace, I heard you reporting about this on the news earlier today.
Yeah, right here in Tennessee.
In Tennessee, West Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So they do the chicken. So if you like your chicken, I do enjoy the frozen chicken nuggets that Tyson makes.
They're pretty good.
They're not, it's not Chick-fil-A.
No.
But, if you're on a budget.
Correct.
And you want to get them, it's, I'll do it. It does the trick. So anyway, they're saying, we're not going to, you're not going to be able to work here if you don't get the China virus vaccine. So people are literally walking off the job and they're protesting. And it just seems to me, Tyson Chicken, they brag about, they're very proud of the fact they don't put any products, any hormones or steroids into their chickens,
yes.
to beef them up, because by the way, when I was a kid, the chicken breasts were not very large. But now you got these chickens look like, Dolly Parton with feathers.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to say like The Rock, but okay.
Oh, I mean, yes, big-breasted chickens.
Okay.
So that's not normal. But
no,
anyway, but they're still very delicious.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so funny. So they will not allow you to put anything foreign into the chickens, but by golly, they're going to have the employees roll their sleeves up.
The chickens, they're safe. The people, not so much.
Yeah, I don't know about that. By the way, Breitbart now reporting, ladies and gentlemen, that they have obtained confidential documents that reveal Pfizer does not mandate vaccine for their employees. Now, what do you think that's all about? According to Breitbart, the images of purported confidential Pfizer booklets written by the executive VP and HR director indicate the company has defied President Biden's push to have private companies mandate vaccination. and they only require testing of its unvaccinated workers. Please note, if you have declared you have not been vaccinated, declined to declare your status, or have a medial or a religious accommodation, Pfizer will require you to participate in a testing regimen. 80% of company employees opted to receive the vaccine, suggesting under 20% remain unvaccinated. Now, let me say something here. Good on Pfizer. They're not forcing people to get a vaccine. They're giving them the option. They're giving them the freedom. The FDA has also agreed to authorize a third vaccine dose for Americans with weakened immune systems. And why would they need to do that, ladies and gentlemen? Because the first two or three shots you get do not work. That's why. Now, I will say this. I got a message from somebody that said, well, Todd, how are you doing? Because you got the Moderna. I got shot number one, and that's the only shot I'm going to take. As I'm feeling a lot better, I still have some pretty significant chest pain. But you just kind of, you know, you soldier through that. But I have noticed in the evening time you get a fever. I still get a fever with the and that's they say that's normal. So we're 2 weeks out of this vaccine, by the way. And I'm just going to tell you, I mean, if you do decide to get the vaccine, be prepared because you are going to face some issues. It is not easy going. And if anybody tells you otherwise, they're lying to you. But I'm just telling you my own personal experience, and you can take that for what it's worth, or worse. Yeah, let's just hope it doesn't get worse. By the way, folks, I got to tell you, speaking of chicken, I don't get Tyson's chicken anymore because I found something a lot better. That's from our friends over at GoodRanchers.com. Their products are 100% American. When you buy your steak or your chicken from Good Ranchers, you're not only getting amazing meat, but you're also supporting American farms. And that's what we're all about on this radio program. We want to support American businesses. My friends over at Good Ranchers literally travel coast to coast, and they visit the ranches that are raising the livestock that ends up on your dinner table. The steaks are always, always USDA choice and prime, and the chicken. And I am just a sucker for good fried chicken. My goodness, 100% natural, no antibiotics or hormones. It's better than organic. And you've got a couple of choices here. You can either just buy one time or you can subscribe. That's what we do. If you subscribe to any of their packages, you're going to save 20% with every purchase. That means if you're doing the math, you're going to get steakhouse quality food for less than $5 a meal. It is a great bargain. So all you need to do, if you want to get some great food and help American farmers, go to goodranchers.com/Todd. You got to use the promo code, my first name, Todd, and you're going to get $20 off plus free express shipping. That's goodranchers.com/Todd. Got to use the promo code Todd. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. I'm very curious. Are you seeing for yourself I'm talking about eyewitness accounts of hospitals being overrun with COVID patients in your communities. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us here. Executive producer Grace Baker hanging out with us. Avery Bryce. We got to give Avery a title or something. Web guru? The Boy Wonder. No, we can't do that.
Nope.
No, we can't do that.
Not
no.
after yesterday.
No, not after yesterday. And Kyle, we've got to give. So we'll work on titles.
Heartthrob? Like the Todd Starn show Heartthrob? Because we're trying to get him a girl, right?
You're talking about me or
trying to help. Well, I'm talking about you, Avery, because we're trying to get you a date.
Okay. All right.
Kyle's our next project, but Avery's first.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. All right. Well, we'll figure that out. All right. Let's go to the phones here. I'm very intrigued to talk with Joe. He's calling in from Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Joe, I understand you're an active duty Army recruiter.
Yes, I am. I'm currently a recruiter, and I'm just calling to talk about, you know, the mandatory vaccine on not only the military, but on new recruits as well, and how it's kind of hurt our mission and turned away a lot of people.
How so?
So I've had a few people that I've, you know, done contracts with, and now they're not willing to ship because, you know, people aren't willing to get this shot, and they're not willing to be mandated to do so. And they're giving us an ultimatum by September, either get it or get out of the military. And, you know, I'm by no means anti-vax or anything like that. I've got thousands of other shots. But the difference is those have been in circulation for years and have been tested for years. And I'm just going to have to suck it up and get it, I guess. But very unfortunate.
Joe, I'm curious, what are you hearing from young people coming in and maybe they're considering, you know, joining the military? Are they now reconsidering?
Oh, most certainly. And as if the woke policies aren't enough of a damage on our image, mandating the vaccine has just made it worse, especially in the South. It's very hard to recruit whenever you have the current president, mandatory vaccines, and woke policies on the forefront.
Now, Joe, how long have you been in the Army?
I've been in 7 years now.
All right, 7 years. So, how are you doing here with the decision making process? I mean, this is a big decision for you.
Well, you know, I have a family, and when it comes down to it, I'm going to have to support my family. So it's hard to do, but you know, I'm just going to have to suck it up and risk whatever side effects come from a 6 month trial period of a vaccine. So.
Wow, this is amazing. So from your vantage point as an active duty Army recruiter, you're saying it is impacting your job and that you're seeing fewer people coming in and wanting to sign up.
Oh, most certainly. Not only less people coming in, but people actually backing out as well.
Really? Now tell me about that. So somebody's already come in and they've signed the paperwork?
Yes, and then you know, I get a call from the parents like, nope, my son's not doing that now because, you know, we're not being a part of some experiment.
Wow, this is fascinating, and I'd be curious to hear from other Army and military recruiters out there. Joe, I mean, percentage-wise, say, you know, how long have you been have you always been an Army recruiter during your time in service?
No, just recently. Past couple of years now.
All right. So when you first started to today, have you noticed a significant drop?
I would say definitely whenever Biden became president, and then also whenever the mandatory vaccine news came out and the woke policy advertisements came out. Those have all just taken a big toll on us. I don't know who the advertisement, you know. Our marketing team is just garbage at this point, and I guess they forgot who they're supposed to be advertising for, which is red-blooded patriots.
Wow. All right. Well, Joe, we appreciate this intel, and I suspected that was the case, but now you have been able to confirm what we have suspected on this radio program. God bless you for your service, and hang in there, and let us know how things go.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Thank you for what you do.
All right. That's Joe from Georgia, an Army recruiter, active duty. And he said there has been a significant drop in the number of people wanting to volunteer to sign up for the armed forces. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Keith on Nuga Radio. Keith, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I had a nice chat with Grace. You've got a first-class assistant there, executive. So, congratulations, Grace. I've got a comment on Avery since I've got your ear. You know, I bet he is your super duper technocrat on demand. Is that right?
Super duper
go-to guy.
Technocrat on demand.
Technocrat.
I love it.
That's... I'm going to abbreviate it to when you want help with your technology, he is the man with the plan.
Oh, I like that.
The man with the plan.
The man with the plan. That'll fit easier on the business card.
Sure enough. Now, my reasons for calling.
You got about 10. You know what? Hold on, Keith. Keith, hold on. We're coming up on a hard break here. So let's hold Keith over because I don't want to cut him short here. And we've got Lisa from North Carolina. Hang tight. We're gonna take a news break and we'll come back and get your calls. But again, we want to know, what are the hospitals like in your area? Are they filled to overflowing? Because that is the narrative coming out again. And folks, this is all about the media narrative. Let's see what happens here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, toddstearns.com. Sign up for the newsletter, download the free app, and become a part of Stearns Nation. We'll be right back, America.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, America. Welcome, everybody. Hour two of the big show. They have not thrown us off the air just yet, so that's always a good thing. Hope you're doing great. Wow, we've got a lot going on this hour of the program. Hunter Biden back in the news, and here's a clue. It has to do with missing computers, hookers, and Parmesan cheese. So you never know what's gonna happen with Hunter Biden. So there you go.
More Parmesan cheese than anyone.
Wow! Thank you, Hunter. We're gonna get into that. I have a thought or two about the Bidens and the crime syndicate that is the Biden family. But I do want to go to the phones. We had a couple of folks holding on, and Keith was in mid-thought about the vaccine. Keith, listening to us from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Now, Keith, I understand you got the vaccine, so how are things going?
Well, my Moderna vaccine back in June, I had the two different shots. The only side effect was just pain in the arm where they gave me the shot. So no trouble for me. Easy peasy. So I just wanted you to know there are some exceptions to others who may feel more side effects from it.
Well, that is good to know because there are a lot of people out there that are, in fact, you know, suffering from side effects, and I count myself among them. So I know that's the case. And there are a lot of people out there, Keith, and these are only the stories we know about. There are people that are dropping dead after getting these, the second dose of the vaccine. So for me, I'm one and done. I don't want to risk it. I'm already, I was already feeling bad enough. You know, I don't want to kick the bucket, earlier in life than expected.
Well, we don't want to lose you, so hang tight with your feelings. The second thing is about the chicken. Oh, you've got to check out the Tyson leg quarters. Now, what I do, I buy a 10-pound bag of Tyson chicken leg quarters.
Okay.
69 cents a pound. Not $2 a pound, but officer who is not Walmart. I will cut those in half. I will give one half to my dog, Raw, for breakfast or his dinner. And he eats it up. But my point is, those legs, those thighs are plump. I tried Purdue, and it's a waste of money. It's like buying chicken wings from Purdue. So I want to defend Tyson. I'm getting my money's worth from them.
All right. Well, there you go. I never thought I'd be talking about thighs and leg quarters, but you never know on the Todd Stearns Radio Show where it's going to go. Keith, glad to know you're doing well, and thanks for the update. Thanks for the call there. He reminded me of somebody.
If you won't do it for your family, you've got to get vaccinated for baby doll.
Do it for baby doll. Do it for baby doll. Our good friend Jim Justice, the governor of West Virginia. All right, real quick, let's go to North Carolina. Lisa, WTKF, the talk station. All right, Lisa, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, hope you're doing well.
I am, thank you.
You had asked for people to call in with regard to their local hospitals. We have been hearing that there's an uptick in our community, but there's no evidence of anything out of the ordinary with regard to our local hospital. There's no tents, there's no lines, we're not hearing anything on the news about them being overwhelmed. That being said, my husband was not feeling well, started on Sunday. He got tested Tuesday and is positive for COVID. I started with it day before yesterday, and I'm going to be tested tomorrow. When I asked them, and I thought this would be interesting to you because it was to me, when I asked them when he got tested, when they can tell me what variant it is, they said, oh, we can't tell you that. We don't know. We never know. We do the testing and they get sent off and that's the end of it. They just don't know. So my daughter, who I also wanted to have tested, she has to get tested to go back to work. Their doctor told me the same thing. They cannot tell you what variant it is.
Is that right?
Yep. That's from two different doctors in our community.
That's amazing.
I don't understand. I just don't understand how they're getting all these numbers, but they can't tell people. Is it just COVID? Is it?
They're just throwing numbers out, Lisa. They are literally. I was sitting here 2 days ago and I noticed this. I'm like, oh my God, because here in Tennessee, we have Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee, and Arkansas saying, oh my God, we have no more hospital beds. We're sending everybody to Memphis. Mississippi says they're on the verge of a total collapse of their hospital system down there, and even here in Memphis, they're saying the hospitals are filling up. But I'm just not seeing it. I just do not see it.
We're not seeing it here either.
No. All right. That's good to know.
We have not been vaccinated. And it's not because we're anti-vaxxers. It's just there was just too much about it that we were not comfortable with yet. Not saying we're never going to be vaccinated. But so, yes, so we both have COVID. So far, it has not been terrible. Typical body aches, fever, that kind of thing. I thought that was really interesting that nobody seems to be able to tell you what you have.
That's it. That's the issue. Lisa, thank you for calling in from North Carolina. So, again, eyewitness report here. The hospital's there, not overflowing. And I'm curious to know what's happening in your communities as well. 844-747-8868. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, waiting patiently. Is one of my new favorite people in the world. She is the entertainment reporter for the Daily Wire, Megan Basham. Megan, good to have you back with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me. Delighted to be here.
Yeah, you never know what people are going to talk about, and I didn't realize we were talking about, leg quarters and thighs,
I'm a mom. I got a lot to say about that, too, so you let me know.
Will do, Megan. Thank you. But we wanted you to come on and talk about this crazy story from yesterday. The news from DC Comics that the boy wonder Robin, Batman and Robin, was coming out as bisexual. And I know you've got a piece on the Daily Wire about this. And I know Avery Bryson, who handles our web show blog, is a huge, huge comics fan. And he's one of the people that's really outraged by all this, Megan.
Well, and see, isn't that funny? Because that was kind of the angle I was taking. It was really interesting to cover the story and go, one, it's a little silly, right? I mean, people have made jokes about Robin for years and years. But to take this character who wasn't just heterosexual, he has a canonical relationship with many women. He has girlfriends all throughout the comic book series, and suddenly say, oh, no, forget all that. This character is now bisexual, always was. It really felt like cheap pandering. But what bothered me more was how quick all the big entertainment outlets were to run out, like Entertainment Weekly, Variety, and claim that all the fans are overjoyed by this. That's what they said. Everyone's overjoyed. Everyone's thrilled. Well, how do they know that? Because a few people said it on Twitter?
You know, that's a great point. To that point, let's bring in Avery here. You're what, 20 years old? So you're not like 80, so you're 20 years old. What was your initial reaction when you heard about this story?
Yeah, very, very similar to what Megan was talking about here. It's just that, yeah, like Tim Drake has been in relationships with several other women before. I'm not saying he was a player or anything like that, but I mean, yeah, he was just... There were never any hints to him being bisexual. Yeah, and it just for him to be able to come out as this way, it just seems like they were just trying to be like, oh, yeah, here's another character that is a part of the LGBTQ community. Please don't sue us. Please don't hate us. We're just trying to make sure our comics will still be purchased by just about anybody.
So Megan, I mean, to your point, there are young people out there that are I think, seeing through this for what it is.
Oh, yeah, and it took me about 30 seconds to find them. So when I saw those stories with the headlines that everyone's thrilled, everyone's, you know, really on board with this, I immediately went over to a couple comic book sites and started just scrolling their comments. And we're talking about real comic book fans here, not just LGBTQ activists on Twitter who want to hail this thing. We're talking about the people who really read the comics. And they weren't thrilled. They weren't just jumping on board and cheering. A lot of them were saying... They feel like this is just a virtue signal. They feel like they don't care about the characters. And that was something I heard a lot. A lot of them, more than even caring about the activism, they may not have a strong opinion about the LGBTQ movement, but they care a lot about comic books. And they can sniff out that inauthenticity in a minute. And they did.
Megan, I'm wondering from your perch as an entertainment reporter, I mean, this is not the first time that something like this has happened. And it just seems like over the past decade or so that Hollywood has really been churning out propaganda films as opposed to entertaining Americans.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's getting very wearying. It makes for bad art, right? It makes for bad storytelling. And you have groups like GLAAD. You don't know, GLAAD has their arms in just about every major studio and major network. And so they have people who go in, they have LGBTQ activists who go in and advise and read the script and advise them, advise the studios, advise the network executives on how they can get more LGBTQ representation into these films and television shows. So if it seems like, gosh, this is all just getting really cliched, that's why.
Unbelievable. Megan Basham, ladies and gentlemen, from Daily Wire. You can read her great news and commentary there on a regular basis. You know, it's also got to be tough for parents. You know, Megan, I know you are a parent, but it's got to be tough. You're not able to sit your kid down in front of the TV, even to watch Blue's Clues without, a bunch of drag queens parading by these days.
Man, I can't tell you how exhausting it is now to have to police everything. So on the upside, we're getting to the place now where besides a couple of shows that I know are okay, we're just not watching TV.
Yeah, and I've heard that from a lot of folks. Actually, I go to church with a family and they don't even, they homeschool their kids. they actually only let them watch TV shows from like the 1960s, like the Andy Griffith Show and, you know, those kinds of programs back when they Leave It to Beaver, you know, when they actually saluted and celebrated the American family.
Well, hey, you know, just to go on a positive note here, I do want to recommend, because I'm also a film critic over at the Daily Wire and a television critic, a really great Australian show that you can get on just about anywhere. You can get it on Disney Plus, you can get it on TV, you can find it various places, but it's called Bluey, and it's an Australian show for preschoolers. No drag queens, no same-sex couples. It's just an absolutely charming show about a little family of dogs, and it has a great father character. One of the only shows right now for that age group that just has a super strong father character that really evidences all the fatherly, what some would call toxic masculinity, but used to be the things that were the backbone of the family. It really celebrates that. So go check out Bluey.
All right, Bluey, there you go, folks. Avery, let's get a link to the that show over on the live show blog. Megan, we're going to leave it there. Great info. And where can folks go if they want to follow you on the social media platforms and read your column?
Well, I'm over at the Daily Wire, of course. You can find my film reviews at the Daily Wire, but also if you want to just hop on over to Rotten Tomatoes, I'm an official Rotten Tomatoes critic. And on Twitter, I'm at Meg Basham.
I love it. All right, Megan, thank you again, and appreciate you coming on the show.
Always. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Megan Basham, ladies and gentlemen, from Daily Wire. And I didn't realize she was doing the Rotten Tomatoes thing. Wow. I feel like we're at high cotton now. Who knew? So, look, we're going to take a – well, we do need to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
All right, folks, now more than ever, it is so vitally important that we support companies and organizations that share our values. You know what I'm talking about? I get so frustrated, so aggravated when I find out that my money that I'm sending to some of these companies, they're using that money to support left-wing organizations. That's why I love Patriot Mobile. They not only share my beliefs, but they actually do something about those beliefs. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. And if you switch to Patriot Mobile right now, use the promo code Todd, you're going to get free activation and a free gift. As a matter of fact, veterans and first responders, you guys are going to save even more. Switching is so incredibly easy. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. Call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now, we're going to get a lot of blowback because this happened to us about a year, 2 years ago almost, when the pandemic first started. And I went out to my local hospital, I turned on my video camera, and I said, guys, this is what's happening. The national news, they're telling you this hospital is overrun. There are people waiting in the cold, in the rain, to be seen, and here's what's really going on. And man, did they come after me. But I'm telling you, we need to make sure that we're sharing the full story. Don't just buy into the narrative. Like, for example, this nurse down in Ocean Springs saying that she just can't handle the amount of dead people anymore. Okay, well, How many people are dropping dead in Ocean Springs, Mississippi? I mean, this could be a horrible situation. But the reality is the local newspapers are not talking about this. And it seems to me if you've got a town of, what, 18,000 people, and you've got all these folks dropping dead, then that would be a huge story. So I'm just curious, and especially you people in Memphis, Tennessee. They renovated the old commercial appeal building, a massive building that housed the old newspaper. They had to significantly downsize, and you can only imagine why. But anyway, I don't want to get off on that tangent. But the reality here is they renovated this huge, huge newspaper building to accommodate all of these COVID patients, and they never showed up. Nobody ever showed up. So the question is, what's going on here? And that's where you guys, as citizen journalists, can get out there and you can report what's happening in your community. And the question is very simple. Are you seeing hospitals in your communities being overrun with patients? And even then, everybody just assumes they're all China virus patients. 98% of the people who get the China virus survive the China virus. And you need to understand that. They're talking about the numbers of people who are infected with what may or may not be the China virus. But let's just say, okay, it's the China virus. The bigger question is, okay, how many of these people are dying? And they're not sharing those numbers because they know those numbers are incredibly low. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Welcome back, everybody. So this story out of Colorado, they got to be smoking dope big time over there. Wow. Jefferson County Public Schools in nearby Denver. Oh, yeah. So that's in the zone. So they're probably, if they're not smoking marijuana, they're getting the residual, you know. By the way, my pharmacy, Grace Baker, is selling CBD stuff like out the wazoo.
Oh.
It's like all over the place.
Man.
They asked if I wanted a spray. I guess there's like a deodorant now.
I don't know anything about it. That's why I'm a little speechless. I'm like, what are they selling exactly? I know you can get in like gummies and sprays and bath bombs. I'm like, what in the world?
You see, we have 20 acres of land where our radio station tower is, the station I own here in Memphis, Tennessee, across the river in Arkansas, where that kind of thing is permissible. And I'm thinking, what are we going to do with this 20 acres of property? And someone said, well, you know, you can start growing a little bit of medical marijuana.
I mean,
and I thought,
could.
But I'm a good Baptist. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that.
Oh, gosh. I could see the headlines now.
You know, but if we do, I've already got the name for it. Because, it's all about branding. You ready for this?
Go.
Holy smokes.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Isn't that good? Kyle likes that. So the
it's
name.
Pretty
he
good.
Likes the name.
The name. Right, the name.
Good. All right. Anyway, Jefferson County Public Schools, they've got a toolkit now they're sending to teachers. The toolkit for supporting transgender and gender expansive nonconforming students. Wow. I bet there's a screwdriver or two in that toolkit. So the toolkit includes a picture of a gender unicorn, talks about the difference between gender identity and all this other kind of nonsense. But here's the money bite. The school district is instructing teachers to not tell parents if their child shows gender confusion. So if you send little Billy to school as a little boy in the morning and he comes home wearing pantyhose and stiletto heels, Yeah, the teachers are not going to alert you about that. I'm telling you. All right, welcome back to the show. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A man who knows a thing or two about CBD and people in pantyhose, our good friend Jeff Katz from WRVA in Richmond, Virginia. Jeff,
Before we go any further, I've got to ask, were the people in Jefferson County, Colorado, who came up with the gender-confused unicorn, had they visited Holy Smokes already and consumed vast amounts of CBD stuff? Good gosh, man.
Can you believe that? But again, you know, this just goes to show you that our schools are not doing their job. And I know this, Jeff Katz, because I was at the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A. It's like 105 degrees in Memphis. And here's how hot it is here. Normally, they have the Chick-fil-A people out in the line taking your order. No, sir. Everybody's inside in the air conditioning. And so it's a free-for-all. And I see all these teenagers coming out of the local high school, and none of them know how to drive. And the reason why is these people don't even know their pronouns now. So they're not teaching the kids anything.
All right, but please tell me that you were able to get the peach milkshake and all was right with the world at the end of this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's always good at Chick-fil-A. It's my pleasure. Jeff Katz, one of my favorite radio people in America, ladies and gentlemen. And he is the number one talk radio host there in the Richmond, Virginia area. And Jeff, always good to have you on the show. I know you've been weighing in on this controversy in Loudoun County, Virginia. Wow, what is going on there?
I will tell you, Todd, Loudoun County, Virginia has now become ground zero, if you will, for the battle between parents who, you'll pardon my language, give a damn about their kids, and school divisions and members of the school board and teachers' unions that, frankly, don't care about our children. Loudoun County, for a long time, was a very quiet, bucolic, nobody knew about Loudoun County, really. Just a quiet, out-of-the-way place. And now there's been this effort to jam the critical race theory, the gender questioning, and all of this. And a huge number of parents, Todd, who are not necessarily conservative, not necessarily Republican, not necessarily anything except moms and dads said, whoa, hang on a second here. My kid goes to school to be educated, not indoctrinated, and you've got a bunch of angry moms who have drawn a line in the sand, and you do not want to mess with them.
You know, Jeff, I don't know if you've experienced this or not. I've noticed over the past couple of years now that the number of female listeners we have and the numbers of female readers especially have just increased dramatically. You know, talk radio used to be sort of like a guy's domain. It was kind of like the man club of the radio dial. But we're seeing more and more moms now being very vocal, politically active. Have you noticed that?
Absolutely. For a long time, as you say, it was kind of the boys' club, and you knew who was listening, and you could kind of paint a picture of a guy, and he was this age and that age. I'm really thrilled to realize that with my show, which is here in Virginia, it is a huge section now of mothers as well as fathers and a variety of ages. And I think what it is, Todd, and I don't look into any crystal balls or anything, but I think what it is that people really are just fed up, that they look at things that are simply commonsensical and they can't understand why there are debates about this or these efforts to cram this ridiculous sort of indoctrination into people. And they're saying, yeah, you know what, enough is enough. And those women who for years probably said to their husbands, would you turn that Starnes down, are now saying, holy smokes, he's good, turn him up.
Well, oh, I like that. Holy smokes. Okay, we got to trademark that. By the way, never mind. I'll get to that later. Jeff Katz, what I find interesting, this school teacher, do you need to take care of the dog there, Jeff?
No, that's all right. I'm running away for them as we speak. They are the attack dogs, the guard dogs, the furry doorbells.
Is that right? You know, Grace Baker, Jeff Katz, who is now the new, she got promoted today. She's the executive producer of the show. If you look in the radio trades, All Access, her photo is there, and she's got the Dalmatian, Merlot the Dalmatian. So Grace is a big dog, a dog mom.
Oh, well, nice. Well, I knew she, there was something very special about her when I spoke with her, Todd. She's a good lady.
Well, same here. When I, listen, dog people are my kind of people. So if you've got dogs, you're probably a good person. That's my judge of character. Todd's an exception.
Thank you, Grace. Yes, I don't have a dog. But I was walking outside. This is funny. I was walking outside the other day, and some kid was walking their dog. And it was like one of these metrosexual purse dog kind of dogs, Jeff. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
And so the dog, like, looks at me and starts barking, like, I mean, and literally leaps through the air and tries to, it, like, licked my arm. I was just kind of, everybody just kind of, like, we were, everybody was frozen. We're like, what was that all about? But anyway.
What? I think it was a leftover from Chick-fil-A. You brushed against that Polynesian sauce. You didn't realize it. The next thing you know, you got a furry friend.
That is, you know, it sounds like we've all been doing some CBD, this segment of the program, to be honest with you. Jeff Cantz on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, Jeff, when you look at what's happening there in Loudoun County, and then when you extrapolate from that what's happening in other counties around the nation, are you starting to see parents just saying enough is enough?
Yes. All kidding aside, that's exactly what we're seeing here in Virginia. And here in Virginia, the schools are governed county by county, city by city, and it is, again, not a political issue. That's why it's so fascinating and at least for me, rather inspirational that the battles we're seeing so publicly are in Loudoun County. Now, part of it, I think, is that Loudoun County is so close to Washington, D.C. The news outlets from D.C. are able to get there pretty quickly, and they cover it extensively. They're not traveling throughout the rest of the Commonwealth. But it is a widespread thing. And again, I think when you start messing with kids, and you're poking that sleeping mama bear, and the mothers especially are active. They have not been active in anything political. If you were to ask them what their political ideology was or their party affiliation, in many cases they say, you know, I don't really have one. I go issue by issue or candidate by candidate or election by election. But everybody of all races, religions, genders. I mean, you know, everybody is simply banding together and saying, we pay big tax dollars. We believe that we're hiring great teachers, and we want them to teach. We want them to teach history and reading and writing and
driver's ed.
That's a driver's ed. And especially driver's ed, and we want them to stop with this left-wing indoctrination, and that's what it all boils down to. And look, you're blessed in the fact you're talking to millions of people every single day across the country. I've got a handful of friends in other parts of the United States, and they're all saying the same thing, Todd, that it is happening everywhere.
I mean, it's Jeff, and I'll leave. We can leave this conversation here. You know, a couple of days ago, I was down at the Kroger. I did not have my credit card, so I pull out the wallet and I pay in cash, and the poor cashier looked horrified. I mean, they don't know how to make change. And right. And again, you do, it goes back to what in the world are they teaching these kids? And it's all about critical race theory, about hating America, about, you know, confusing your pronouns, and the list goes on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. The priorities are unbelievably topsy-turvy. Parents have had enough of it. I was very, very happy when Chris Woodward reached out and said, hey, do you mind talking a little bit about this? Todd Starnes is going to be covering it. Of course, I was just thrilled to be able to weigh in on it. But you see it every single day. Kids who cannot count, kids who are having trouble reading, kids who can tell you that they hate America, but they couldn't tell you the story of America. They think the nation started in a year that it didn't really start. And I really believe to my core, Todd, that moms and dads are sick and tired of it, and that's the pushback.
Yeah, you're right. All right, Jeff Cantz, where can folks go if they want to get more info?
I'd love to have him visit the website, thejeffcantzshow.com, thejeffcantzshow.com. And listen, if Grace has got pictures with her dog up, I'm going to have to upload a couple of dog pictures.
Oh, you got to do that.
You got to do it.
Yeah, people love that stuff. So, all right, Jeff Cantz, always fun, sir, and God bless.
God bless you, my friend. Be well.
All right, Jeff Cantz, ladies and gentlemen, I hope he comes back on. Grace, wow, we kind of got unhinged.
Yeah, that was a little rough.
What was that about?
It's going to be tough for me to get him on next time.
No. Avery Bryce. Avery sends me a note during the middle of the interview. Avery. So Avery wants to weigh in on the CBD. Ooh. Brace yourself, Grace.
I know. This was unexpected.
Yeah, I have tried a CBD product before. I've used CBD before.
You just got put on a bunch of prayer list. And a lot of girls marked off the list.
Well, I don't know. Some of them may have not.
I haven't used it. I've only used it once. I only tried it out once. My mom had found or like had was recommended like this type of CBD oil or something like that that's supposed to help you focus and stuff like that. So, and I have
so
a
the essential
bit of a
oils. Wink, wink.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. And I sometimes have a difficult time focusing. Like when it comes to me doing homework and stuff like that for school, I have a difficult time focusing on the. I always get distracted, and it takes me a while to do my homework because of it. And so I tried some of it, just a very very light dose of it, and it needless to say, it didn't work at all.
And that explains why he was on top of some tower at Liberty University in the Spider-Man suit.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. All makes sense.
No, that I did for fun.
All right. Hey, well, there you go. All right. So you learn something new every day. You see, that's the thing. It's not, you know, we are a, we're just not cardboard cutout characters here. Everybody, you know, we're evolving. So there you go. Avery Bryson, CBD guy. By the way, Vicky Gandy from GoTeamGandy.com Realty says, Todd, please tell Grace congratulations on her new position. I think she's awesome.
Aw, I love Kathy.
So if you need a house, you know, Vicky can help you out there.
Aw, Vicky's the sweetest.
All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. Just a heads up, we are looking at some breaking news coming out of the White House. The White House is expected to weigh in on this situation in Afghanistan. Folks, that is a mess, a very big mess. First of all, we had no business being over there in the first place. But once we got there, we got mired down look, it is a horrible thing that's happened over there, but you just can't up and pull out. And that's exactly what Biden has done. President Trump is blasting the Biden administration. We're now getting word that the Taliban is literally overrunning cities. They're releasing prisoners from jails, and it is a complete mess. Well, we understand the White House is going to weigh in on this here in the next little while. We're going to be monitoring, and we'll keep you updated. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Well, we got a nice letter written to us from one of our good listeners, Evelyn O'Kelly. Evelyn sent us a card. It says, "Bless your heart for being so nice." And then she wrote us a very nice note. "Hello, Mr. Starnes. Thank you so much for the signed copy of your book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. I was so excited to get through to answer the question about eating chicken with a fork in the state of Georgia." Oh, that's against the law, by the way. It's a great trivia question. "I enjoy listening to your show all 3 hours every day. It's entertaining as well as informative. I don't have TV anymore. I had it disconnected and gave the TV away." Good for you, Evelyn. "So I hear the news from you each day. Keep up the good job. Your book is wonderful. I laughed, teared up, remembered some of my childhood experiences while reading it, especially learning to make buttermilk biscuits when I was 8 years old and having to bake them in the old cast iron skillet cook stove with wood burning and the stove hot enough to bake them. I liked the recipe Mrs. Cox had in the book, too. I learned to roll biscuits out in my hands like my mama. You don't see many folks doing that today." Well, that's for sure. "They buy them frozen, the frozen kind, and they think they are delicious. Bless their hearts." That's true. "Don't know what they are missing." Amen. "Making biscuits at 5 o'clock in the morning is a good time to talk to God, to ask for guidance for the new day. I've been making biscuits for 68 years now." Good for you, Evelyn. "May God bless you as you continue to spread the truth daily on your show, praying for you, Grace, Avery, and our country. May he have mercy on us as we work to get America back again, returning to our Christian values. Vote. Blessings, Evelyn. What a kind note. Evelyn, thank you so much. And we love getting correspondence from you guys. It really is the highlight of our day. And we appreciate you taking time to write to us. Always good to see good penmanship. And Evelyn's got great penmanship. Very nice cursive writing. Anyway, coming up after the top of the hour news, we're going to jump into the Hunter Biden story. That is a big deal. Also, the Biden administration is causing great chaos in Afghanistan. And I just want to be very clear here about something. This is dangerous. Dangerous. Way too many Islamic radicals are in Afghanistan right now. And folks, you better believe they're coming across that southern border. We don't know what all is coming across the border. That's the problem. It's not the mom and the dad and their 15 kids that's the problem. It's the Islamic radicals that are coming across that want to blow all of us to smithereens. So we're going to get into that. Also, some big controversy and within the walls of the White House. A lot of infighting now in the Biden administration. We're going to tell you about that as well. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Well, hello America, welcome everybody. Hour two of the big show. They have not thrown us off the air just yet, so that's always a good thing. Hope you're doing great. Wow, we've got a lot going on this hour of the program. Hunter Biden back in the news, and here's a clue. It has to do with missing computers, hookers, and Parmesan cheese. So you never know what's gonna happen with Hunter Biden. So there you go.
More Parmesan cheese than anyone.
Wow! Thank you, Hunter. We're gonna get into that. I have a thought or two about the Bidens and the crime syndicate that is the Biden family. But I do want to go to the phones. We had a couple of folks holding on, and Keith was in mid-thought about the vaccine. Keith, listening to us from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Now, Keith, I understand you got the vaccine, so how are things going?
Well, my Moderna vaccine back in June, I had the two different shots. The only side effect was just pain in the arm where they gave me the shot. So no trouble for me. Easy peasy. So I just wanted you to know there are some exceptions to others who may feel more side effects from it.
Well, that is good to know because there are a lot of people out there that are, in fact, you know, suffering from side effects, and I count myself among them. So I know that's the case. And there are a lot of people out there, Keith, and these are only the stories we know about. There are people that are dropping dead after getting these, the second dose of the vaccine. So for me, I'm one and done. I don't want to risk it. I'm already, I was already feeling bad enough. You know, I don't want to kick the bucket, earlier in life than expected.
Well, we don't want to lose you, so hang tight with your feelings. The second thing is about the chicken. Oh, you've got to check out the Tyson leg quarters. Now, what I do, I buy a 10-pound bag of Tyson chicken leg quarters.
Okay.
69 cents a pound. Not raw for breakfast or his dinner, and he eats it up. But my point is, those legs, those thighs are plump. I tried Purdue, and it's a waste of money. It's like buying chicken wings from Purdue. So I want to defend Tyson. I'm getting my money's worth from them.
All right. Well, there you go. I never thought I'd be talking about thighs and leg quarters, but you never know on the Todd Stearns Radio Show where it's going to go. Keith, glad to know you're doing well, and thanks for the update. Thanks for the call there. He reminded me of somebody.
If you won't do it for your family, you've got to get vaccinated for baby doll.
Do it for baby doll. Do it for baby doll. Our good friend Jim Justice, the governor of West Virginia. All right, real quick, let's go to North Carolina. Lisa, WTKF, the talk station. All right, Lisa, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, hope you're doing well.
I am, thank you.
You had asked for people to call in with regard to their local hospitals. We have been hearing that there's an uptick in our community, but there's no evidence of anything out of the ordinary with regard to our local hospital. There's no tents, there's no lines, we're not hearing anything on the news about them being overwhelmed. That being said, my husband was not feeling well, started on Sunday. He got tested Tuesday and is positive for COVID. I started with it day before yesterday, and I'm going to be tested tomorrow. When I asked them, and I thought this would be interesting to you because it was to me, when I asked them when he got tested, when they can tell me what variant it is, they said, oh, we can't tell you that. We don't know. We never know. We do the testing and they get sent off and that's the end of it. They just don't know. So my daughter, who I also wanted to have tested, she has to get tested to go back to work. Their doctor told me the same thing. They cannot tell you what variant it is.
Is that right?
Yep. That's from two different doctors in our community.
That's amazing.
I don't understand. I just don't understand how they're getting all these numbers, but they can't tell people. Is it just COVID? Is it?
They're just throwing numbers out, Lisa. They are literally. I was sitting here 2 days ago and I noticed this. I'm like, oh my God, because here in Tennessee, we have Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee, and Arkansas saying, oh my God, we have no more hospital beds. We're sending everybody to Memphis. Mississippi says they're on the verge of a total collapse of their hospital system down there, and even here in Memphis, they're saying the hospitals are filling up. But I'm just not seeing it. I just do not see it.
We're not seeing it here either.
No. All right. That's good to know.
We have not been vaccinated. And it's not because we're anti-vaxxers. It's just there was just too much about it that we were not comfortable with yet. Not saying we're never going to be vaccinated. But so, yes. So we both have COVID. So far, it has not been terrible. Typical body aches, fever, that kind of thing. I thought that was really interesting that nobody seems to be able to tell you what you have.
That's it. That's the issue. Lisa, thank you for calling in from North Carolina. So, again, eyewitness report here. The hospital's there, not overflowing. And I'm curious to know what's happening in your communities as well. 844-747-8868. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, waiting patiently. Is one of my new favorite people in the world. She is the entertainment reporter for the Daily Wire, Megan Basham. Megan, good to have you back with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me. Delighted to be here.
Yeah, you never know what people are going to talk about, and I didn't realize we were talking about, leg quarters and thighs,
I'm a mom. I got a lot to say about that, too, so you let me know.
Will do, Megan. Thank you. But we wanted you to come on and talk about this crazy story from yesterday. The news from DC Comics that the boy wonder Robin, Batman and Robin, was coming out as bisexual. And I know you've got a piece on the Daily Wire about this. And I know Avery Bryson, who handles our web show blog, is a huge, huge comics fan. And he's one of the people that's really outraged by all this, Megan.
Well, and see, isn't that funny? Because that was kind of the angle I was taking. It was really interesting to cover the story and go, one, it's a little silly, right? I mean, people have made jokes about Robin for years and years. But to take this character who wasn't just heterosexual, he has a canonical relationship with many women. He has girlfriends all throughout the comic book series, and suddenly say, oh, no, forget all that. This character is now bisexual, always was. It really felt like cheap pandering. But what bothered me more was how quick all the big entertainment outlets were to run out, like Entertainment Weekly, Variety, and claim that all the fans are overjoyed by this. That's what they said. Everyone's overjoyed. Everyone's thrilled. Well, how do they know that? Because a few people said it on Twitter?
You know, that's a great point. To that point, let's bring in Avery here. And Avery, yeah. you're what, 20 years old? So you're not like 80, so you're 20 years old. What was your initial reaction when you heard about this story?
Yeah, very, very similar to what Megan was talking about here. It's just that, yeah, like Tim Drake has been in relationships with several other women before. I'm not saying he was a player or anything like that, but I mean, yeah, he was just... There were never any hints to him being bisexual. Yeah, and it just for him to be able to come out as this way, it just seems like they were just trying to be like, oh, yeah, here's another character that is a part of the LGBTQ community. Please don't sue us. Please don't hate us. We're just trying to make sure our comics will still be purchased by just about anybody.
So Megan, I mean, to your point, there are young people out there that are, I think, seeing through this for what it is.
Oh, yeah, and it took me about 30 seconds to find them. So when I saw those stories with the headlines that everyone's thrilled, everyone's, you know, really on board with this, I immediately went over to a couple comic book sites and started just scrolling their comments. And we're talking about real comic book fans here, not just LGBTQ activists on Twitter who want to hail this thing. We're talking about the people who really read the comics. And they weren't thrilled. They weren't just jumping on board and cheering. A lot of them were saying... They feel like this is just a virtue signal. They feel like they don't care about the characters. And that was something I heard a lot. A lot of them, more than even caring about the activism, they may not have a strong opinion about the LGBTQ movement, but they care a lot about comic books. And they can sniff out that inauthenticity in a minute. And they did.
Megan, I'm wondering from your perch as an entertainment reporter, I mean, this is not the first time that something like this has happened. And it just seems like over the past decade or so that Hollywood has really been churning out propaganda films as opposed to entertaining Americans.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's getting very wearying. It makes for bad art, right? It makes for bad storytelling. And you have groups like GLAAD. You don't know, GLAAD has their arms in just about every major studio and major network. And so they have people who go in, they have LGBTQ activists who go in and advise and read the script and advise them, advise the studios, advise the network executives on how they can get more LGBTQ representation into these films and television shows. So if it seems like, gosh, this is all just getting really cliched, that's why.
Unbelievable. Megan Basham, ladies and gentlemen, from Daily Wire. You can read her great news and commentary there on a regular basis. You know, it's also got to be tough for parents. You know, Megan, I know you are a parent, but it's got to be tough. You're not able to sit your kid down in front of the TV, even to watch Blue's Clues without, a bunch of drag queens parading by these days.
Man, I can't tell you how exhausting it is now to have to police everything. So on the upside, we're getting to the place now where besides a couple of shows that I know are okay, we're just not watching TV.
Yeah, and I've heard that from a lot of folks. Actually, I go to church with a family and they don't even, they homeschool their kids. they actually only let them watch TV shows from like the 1960s, like the Andy Griffith Show and, you know, those kinds of programs back when they Leave It to Beaver, you know, when they actually saluted and celebrated the American family.
Well, hey, you know, just to go on a positive note here, I do want to recommend, because I'm also a film critic over at the Daily Wire and a television critic, a really great Australian show that you can get on just about anywhere. You can get it on Disney Plus, you can get it on TV, you can find it various places, but it's called Bluey, and it's an Australian show for preschoolers. No drag queens, no same-sex couples. It's just an absolutely charming show about a little family of dogs, and it has a great father character. One of the only shows right now for that age group that just has a super strong father character that really evidences all the fatherly, what some would call toxic masculinity, but used to be the things that were the backbone of the family. It really celebrates that. So go check out Bluey.
All right, Bluey, there you go, folks. Avery, let's get a link to the that show over on the live show blog. Megan, we're going to leave it there. Great info. And where can folks go if they want to follow you on the social media platforms and read your column?
Well, I'm over at the Daily Wire, of course. You can find my film reviews at the Daily Wire, but also if you want to just hop on over to Rotten Tomatoes, I'm an official Rotten Tomatoes critic. And on Twitter, I'm at Meg Basham.
I love it. All right, Megan, thank you again, and appreciate you coming on the show.
Always. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Megan Basham, ladies and gentlemen, from Daily Wire. And I didn't realize she was doing the Rotten Tomatoes thing. Wow, I feel like we're at high cotton now. Who knew? So, look, we're going to take a – well, we do need to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
All right, folks, now more than ever, it is so vitally important that we support companies and organizations that share our values. You know what I'm talking about? I get so frustrated, so aggravated when I find out that my money that I'm sending to some of these companies, they're using that money to support left-wing organizations. That's why I love Patriot Mobile. They not only share my beliefs, but they actually do something about those beliefs. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. And if you switch to Patriot Mobile right now, use the promo code Todd, you're going to get free activation and a free gift. As a matter of fact, veterans and first responders, you guys are going to save even more. Switching is so incredibly easy. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. Call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now, we're going to get a lot of blowback because this happened to us about a year, 2 years ago almost, when the pandemic first started. And I went out to my local hospital, I turned on my video camera, and I said, guys, this is what's happening. The national news, they're telling you this hospital is overrun. There are people waiting in the cold, in the rain, to be seen, and here's what's really going on. And man, did they come after me. But I'm telling you, we need to make sure that we're sharing the full story. Don't just buy into the narrative. Like, for example, this nurse down in Ocean Springs saying that she just can't handle the amount of dead people anymore. Okay, well, How many people are dropping dead in Ocean Springs, Mississippi? I mean, this could be a horrible situation. But the reality is the local newspapers are not talking about this. And it seems to me if you've got a town of, what, 18,000 people, and you've got all these folks dropping dead, then that would be a huge story. So I'm just curious, and especially you people in Memphis, Tennessee. They renovated the old commercial appeal building, a massive building that housed the old newspaper. They had to significantly downsize, and you can only imagine why. But anyway, I don't want to get off on that tangent. But the reality here is they renovated this huge, huge newspaper building to accommodate all of these COVID patients, and they never showed up. Nobody ever showed up. So the question is, what's going on here? And that's where you guys, as citizen journalists, can get out there and you can report what's happening in your community. And the question is very simple. Are you seeing hospitals in your communities being overrun with patients? And even then, everybody just assumes they're all China virus patients. 98% of the people who get the China virus survive the China virus. And you need to understand that. They're talking about the numbers of people who are infected with what may or may not be the China virus. But let's just say, okay, it's the China virus. The bigger question is, okay, how many of these people are dying? And they're not sharing those numbers because they know those numbers are incredibly low. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Welcome back, everybody. So this story out of Colorado, they got to be smoking dope big time over there. Wow. Jefferson County Public Schools nearby Denver. Oh, yeah. So that's in the zone. So they're probably, if they're not smoking marijuana, they're getting the residual, you know. By the way, my pharmacy, Grace Baker, is selling CBD stuff like out the wazoo.
Oh.
It's like all over the place.
Man.
They asked if I wanted a spray. I guess there's like a deodorant now.
I don't know anything about it. That's why I'm a little speechless. I'm like, what are they selling exactly? I know you can get in like gummies and sprays and bath bombs. I'm like, what in the world?
You see, we have 20 acres of land where our radio station tower is, the station I own here in Memphis, Tennessee, across the river in Arkansas, where that kind of thing is permissible. And I'm thinking, what are we going to do with this 20 acres of property? And someone said, well, you know, you could start growing a little bit of medical marijuana.
I mean,
and I thought,
could.
But I'm a good Baptist. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that.
Oh, gosh. I could see the headlines now.
You know, but if we do, I've already got the name for it. Because, it's all about branding. You ready for this?
Go.
Holy smokes.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Isn't that good? Kyle likes that. So the
it's
name.
Pretty
he
good.
Likes the name.
The name. Right, the name.
Good. All right. Anyway, Jefferson County Public Schools, they've got a toolkit now they're sending to teachers. The toolkit for supporting transgender and gender expansive nonconforming students. Wow. I bet there's a screwdriver or two in that toolkit. So the toolkit includes a picture of a gender unicorn, talks about the difference between gender identity and all this other kind of nonsense. But here's the money bite. The school district is instructing teachers to not tell parents if their child shows gender confusion. So if you send little Billy to school as a little boy in the morning and he comes home wearing pantyhose and stiletto heels, Yeah, the teachers are not going to alert you about that. I'm telling you. All right, welcome back to the show. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A man who knows a thing or two about CBD and people in pantyhose, our good friend Jeff Katz from WRVA in Richmond, Virginia. Jeff,
all right, Brother Starnes, before we go any further, I've got to ask, were the people in Jefferson County, Colorado, who came up with the gender-confused unicorn, had they visited Holy Smokes already and consumed vast amounts of CBD stuff? Good gosh, man.
Can you believe that? But again, you know, this just goes to show you that our schools are not doing their job. And I know this, Jeff Katz, because I was at the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A. It's like 105 degrees in Memphis, and here's how hot it is here. Normally, they have the Chick-fil-A people out in the line taking your order. No, sir. Everybody's inside in the air conditioning. And so it's a free-for-all, and I see all these teenagers coming out of the local high school, and none of them know how to drive. And the reason why is these people don't even know their pronouns now. So they're not teaching the kids anything.
All right, but please tell me that you were able to get the peach milkshake and all was right with the world at the end of this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's always good at Chick-fil-A. It's my pleasure. Jeff Katz, one of my favorite radio people in America, ladies and gentlemen. And he is the number one talk radio host there in the Richmond, Virginia area. And Jeff, always good to have you on the show. I know you've been weighing in on this controversy in Loudoun County, Virginia. Wow. What is going on there?
I will tell you, Todd, Loudoun County, Virginia has now become ground zero, if you will, for the battle between parents who, you'll pardon my language, give a damn about their kids, and school divisions and members of the school board and teachers' unions that, frankly, don't care about our children. Loudoun County, for a long time, was a very quiet, bucolic, nobody knew about Loudoun County, really. Just a quiet, out-of-the-way place. And now there's been this effort to jam the critical race theory, the gender questioning, and all of this. And a huge number of parents, Todd, who are not necessarily conservative, not necessarily Republican, not necessarily anything except moms and dads said, whoa, hang on a second here. My kid goes to school to be educated, not indoctrinated, and you've got a bunch of angry moms who have drawn a line in the sand, and you do not want to mess with them.
You know, Jeff, I don't know if you've experienced this or not. I've noticed over the past couple of years now that the number of female listeners we have and the numbers of female readers especially have just increased dramatically. You know, talk radio used to be sort of like a guy's domain. It was kind of like the man club of the radio dial. But we're seeing more and more moms now being very vocal, politically active. Have you noticed that?
Absolutely. For a long time, as you say, it was kind of the boys' club, and you knew who was listening, and you could kind of paint a picture of a guy, and he was this age and that age. I'm really thrilled to realize that with my show, which is here in Virginia, it is a huge section now of mothers as well as fathers and a variety of ages. And I think what it is, Todd, and I don't look into any crystal balls or anything, but I think what it is that people really are just fed up that they look at things that are simply commonsensical and they can't understand why there are debates about this or these efforts to cram this ridiculous sort of indoctrination into people. And they're saying, yeah, you know what, enough is enough. And those women who for years probably said to their husbands, would you turn that Starnes down, are now saying, holy smokes, he's good, turn him up.
Well, oh, I like that. Holy smokes. Okay, we got to trademark that. By the way, never mind. I'll get to that later. Jeff Katz, what I find interesting, this school teacher, do you need to take care of the dog there, Jeff?
No, that's all right. I'm running away for them as we speak. They are the attack dogs, the guard dogs, the furry doorbells.
Is that right? You know, Grace Baker, Jeff Katz, who is now the new, she got promoted today. She's the executive producer of the show. If you look in the radio trades, All Access, her photo is there, and she's got the Dalmatian, Merlot the Dalmatian. So Grace is a big dog, a dog mom.
Oh, well, nice. Well, I knew there was something very special about her when I spoke with her, Todd. She's a good lady.
Well, same here. Listen, dog people are my kind of people. So if you've got dogs, you're probably a good person. That's my judge of character. Todd's an exception.
Thank you, Grace. Yes, I don't have a dog. But I was walking outside. This is funny. I was walking outside the other day, and some kid was walking their dog. And it was like one of these metrosexual purse dog kind of dogs, Jeff. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
And so the dog, like, looks at me and starts barking, like, I mean, and literally leaps through the air and tries to, it, like, licked my arm. I was just kind of, everybody just kind of, like, everybody was frozen. We're like, what was that all about? But anyway.
What? I think it was a leftover from Chick-fil-A. You brushed against that Polynesian sauce. You didn't realize it. The next thing you know, you got a furry friend.
That is, you know, it sounds like we've all been doing some CBD, this segment of the program, to be honest with you. Jeff Gantz on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, Jeff, when you look at what's happening there in Loudoun County, and then when you extrapolate from that what's happening in other counties around the nation, are you starting to see parents just saying enough is enough?
Yes. All kidding aside, that's exactly what we're seeing here in Virginia. And here in Virginia, the schools are governed county by county, city by city, and it is, again, not a political issue. That's why it's so fascinating and at least for me, rather inspirational that the battles we're seeing so publicly are in Loudoun County. Now, part of it, I think, is that Loudoun County is so close to Washington, D.C. The news outlets from D.C. are able to get there pretty quickly, and they cover it extensively. They're not traveling throughout the rest of the Commonwealth, but it is a widespread thing. And again, I think when you start messing with kids, and you're poking that sleeping mama bear, and the mothers especially are active. They have not been active in anything political. If you were to ask them what their political ideology was or their party affiliation, in many cases they say, you know, I don't really have one. I go issue by issue or candidate by candidate or election by election. But everybody of all races, religions, genders. I mean, you know, everybody is simply banding together and saying, we pay big tax dollars. We believe that we're hiring great teachers, and we want them to teach. We want them to teach history and reading and writing and
driver's ed.
That's a driver's ed. And especially driver's ed, and we want them to stop with this left-wing indoctrination, and that's what it all boils down to. And look, you're blessed in the fact you're talking to millions of people every single day across the country. I've got a handful of friends in other parts of the United States, and they're all saying the same thing, Todd, that it is happening everywhere.
I mean, it's Jeff, and I'll leave. We can leave this conversation here. You know, a couple of days ago, I was down at the Kroger. I did not have my credit card, so I pull out the wallet and I pay in cash, and the poor cashier looked horrified. I mean, they don't know how to make change. And right. And again, you do, it goes back to what in the world are they teaching these kids? And it's all about critical race theory, about hating America, about, you know, confusing your pronouns, and the list goes on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. The priorities are unbelievably topsy-turvy. Parents have had enough of it. I was very, very happy when Chris Woodward reached out and said, hey, do you mind talking a little bit about this? Todd Starnes is going to be covering it. Of course, I was just thrilled to be able to weigh in on it. But you see it every single day. Kids who cannot count, kids who are having trouble reading, kids who can tell you that they hate America, but they couldn't tell you the story of America. They think the nation started in a year that it didn't really start. And I really believe to my core, Todd, that moms and dads are sick and tired of it, and that's the pushback.
Yeah, you're right. All right, Jeff Gantz, where can folks go if they want to get more info?
I'd love to have him visit the website, thejeffkatzshow.com, thejeffkatzshow.com. And listen, if Grace has got pictures with her dog up, I'm going to have to upload a couple of dog pictures.
Oh, you got to do that. You got to do it. Yeah, people love that stuff. So, all right, Jeff Gantz, always fun, sir, and God bless.
God bless you, my friend. Be well.
All right, Jeff Gantz, ladies and gentlemen, I hope he comes back on. Grace, wow, we kind of got unhinged.
Yeah, that was a little rough.
What was that about?
It's going to be tough for me to get him on next time.
No. Avery Bryce. Avery sends me a note during the middle of the interview. Avery. So Avery wants to weigh in on the CBD.
Ooh.
Brace yourself, Grace.
I know. This was unexpected.
Yeah, I have tried a CBD product before. I've used CBD before.
You just got put on a bunch of prayer list. And a lot of girls marked off the list.
Well, I don't know. Some of them may have not.
I haven't used it. I've only used it once. I only tried it out once. My mom had found or like had was recommended like this type of CBD oil or something like that that's supposed to help you focus and stuff like that. So, and I have
so
a
the essential
bit of
oils. Wink, wink.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, and I sometimes have a difficult time focusing. Like when it comes to me doing homework and stuff like that for school, I have a difficult time focusing on the. I always get distracted, and it takes me a while to do my homework because of it. And so I tried some of it, just a very, very light dose of it, and it needless to say, it didn't work at all.
And that explains why he was on top of some tower at Liberty University in the Spider-Man suit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. All makes sense.
No, that I did for fun.
All right. Hey, well, there you go. All right. So you learn something new every day. You see, that's the thing. It's not, you know, we are a, we're just not cardboard cutout characters here. Everybody, you know, we're evolving. So there you go. Avery Bryson, CBD guy. By the way, Vicky Gandy from GoTeamGandy.com Realty says, Todd, please tell Grace congratulations on her new position. I think she's awesome.
Aw, I love Kathy.
So if you need a house, you know, Vicky can help you out there.
Aw, Vicky's the sweetest.
All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. Just a heads up, we are looking at some breaking news coming out of the White House. The White House is expected to weigh in on this situation in Afghanistan. Folks, that is a mess, a very big mess. First of all, we had no business being over there in the first place. But once we got there, we got mired down just like, look, it is a horrible thing that's happened over there, but you just can't up and pull out. And that's exactly what Biden has done. President Trump is blasting the Biden administration. We're now getting word that the Taliban is literally overrunning cities. They're releasing prisoners from jails, and it is a complete mess. Well, we understand the White House is going to weigh in on this here in the next little while. We're going to be monitoring, and we'll keep you updated. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Well, we got a nice letter written to us from one of our good listeners, Evelyn O'Kelly. Evelyn sent us a card. It says, "Bless your heart for being so nice." And then she wrote us a very nice note. "Hello, Mr. Starnes. Thank you so much for the signed copy of your book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. I was so excited to get through to answer the question about eating chicken with a fork in the state of Georgia." Oh, that's against the law, by the way. It's a great trivia question. "I enjoy listening to your show all 3 hours every day. It's entertaining as well as informative. I don't have TV anymore. I had it disconnected and gave the TV away." Good for you, Evelyn. "So I hear the news from you each day. Keep up the good job. Your book is wonderful. I laughed, teared up, remembered some of my childhood experiences while reading it, especially learning to make buttermilk biscuits when I was 8 years old and having to bake them in the old cast iron skillet cook stove with wood burning and the stove hot enough to bake them. I liked the recipe Mrs. Cox had in the book, too. I learned to roll biscuits out in my hands like my mama. You don't see many folks doing that today." Well, that's for sure. "They buy them frozen, the frozen kind, and they think they are delicious. Bless their hearts." That's true. "Don't know what they are missing." Amen. "Making biscuits at 5 o'clock in the morning is a good time to talk to God, to ask for guidance for the new day. I've been making biscuits for 68 years now." Good for you, Evelyn. "May God bless you as you continue to spread the truth daily on your show, praying for you, Grace, Avery, and our country. May he have mercy on us as we work to get America back again, returning to our Christian values. Vote. Blessings, Evelyn. What a kind note. Evelyn, thank you so much. And we love getting correspondence from you guys. It really is the highlight of our day. And we appreciate you taking time to write to us. Always good to see good penmanship. And Evelyn's got great penmanship. Very nice cursive writing. Anyway, coming up after the top of the hour news, we're going to jump into the Hunter Biden story. That is a big deal. Also, the Biden administration is causing great chaos in Afghanistan. And I just want to be very clear here about something. This is dangerous. Dangerous. Way too many Islamic radicals are in Afghanistan right now. And folks, you better believe they're coming across that southern border. We don't know what all is coming across the border. That's the problem. It's not the mom and the dad and their 15 kids that's the problem. It's the Islamic radicals that are coming across that want to blow all of us to smithereens. So we're going to get into that. Also, some big controversy and within the walls of the White House, a lot of infighting now in the Biden administration. We're going to tell you about that as well. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.